open my eyes to the world, the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was William Vitalis asking everyone to open their eyes, heart, and life to the world. Tonight is an exciting night. You know, we've just finished the fall equinox, and we're coming in to the month of October. I can't believe that it's already fall. It's been a little cool here on the East Coast, and we're starting to begin to feel the onset of the colder air. And it was a very hot summer, so that's really good. Anyway, tonight we have a very special guest. We have Mark, who's back, Mark Dodich. He's back for us, but he's also back from Africa and thereabouts. He just had a wonderful spiritual trip that he took with his students, and we'll hear about that. And we will be taking calls after we get the gist of what's going on here. So anybody that's holding, just hold a few more minutes. Mark, how are you?
Very good today. Very good. I'm just starting to get back into the swing of life after being in Tanzania for, most of the month.
Must have been wonderful.
It's quite an interesting combination to be on a radio show because over there, you know, you don't talk as much. You know, it's a pretty silent being out on the Serengeti trying to be quiet so you don't scare the animals away. And you come home and it's talk, talk, talk.
Did you see a lot of animals?
Oh, my gosh. We saw everything except perhaps the rhino was, you know, and they're almost extinct, so it's not
that's
a surprise
okay.
We didn't get to
it's
see
okay
them.
It's okay to miss that one.
Yeah.
I know, but that's wonderful. So anyway, here we are into the fall equinox, and we had an eclipse with it. So can you fill us in on between now and the end of the year?
Sure. So, Elizabeth, as you know, we cast a chart for the equinox to represent the next 3 months. And one of the most positive things to say is the sun is aligned with Jupiter. And, of course, sun is your life force. It's mana. It's prana. It's what gets you out of bed in the morning. And Jupiter is the optimistic, do-it-big, expansive energy. So there's very definitely an expansive energy for the next 3 months. And, in fact, the you know how we count up the elements, and the air and the fire elements are very strong right now.
Well, you say expansion. I say luck. I say lottery. I say Vegas.
Yes, yes. And it's in the sign Libra, so we could also tie in relationships.
Oh, good.
So, and, of course, Jupiter will be in Libra for a full year, and you know, the one thing is, though, is astrologers always talk nicely about Jupiter. Oh, you're going to have good luck. You're going to win. You're going to get more. And what we sometimes forget to tell people is if you've outgrown something, in order to get that something better, what do you need to release to go to the next level? Or who do you
right.
need to release?
And doesn't Jupiter also bring in open enemies? Doesn't it also rule open enemies? Well, that's only if it's the seventh house, I guess.
Well, in Libra it would, absolutely, because Libra is the part of the chart that would rule. It's kind of funny in astrology, the same part of the chart that rules your marriage partner also rules your open enemies.
But it's also a cardinal sign. It's going to be squaring Pluto, so it's got to be bringing in some problems as well. I mean, tomorrow night, the election, they're having the discussion, and it's the day that Pluto goes direct. I think that's pretty funny. You talk about unearthing hidden truths. It's going to be tomorrow night.
It's true. And, you know, in astrology, we say that certain planets are associated or rule certain signs, and Pluto's associated with Scorpio. And we know Hillary has a lot of Scorpio in her chart.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting to see how they bring up all the hidden stuff in the debate.
Well, tonight we have a call-in show, and my goodness, we've got a lineup. So let me give you some names and birthdates, and you tell me when you're ready. I have Janet is on. She's from Pennsylvania, Mark, and she's July 29th, 54. Then I have Anne from Oklahoma, and she's February 20th, 56. And I have Barbara from New Jersey, and she is 11/6/53. So those are the three that are holding. Let's see if we can work with them.
Sure.
You go ahead and start with Janet, and I'll bring Janet in. Come on in, Janet. Are you there?
Yes, I'm right here. Hi, how are you?
How are you, Janet? It'll take Mark a minute or two to get your chart up on the computer. And where are you from in Pennsylvania?
In Lewisburg.
Okay, because I'm in Bucks County. I didn't know if you knew that.
Yes, I actually did. I did know that.
Okay, so what is your question for tonight?
My question is basically, are my energies going to be more positive for the future? Because it's been kind of a tumultuous last few years. Usually I have a very positive outlook.
Let me address that, Janet. That's a very good question. Mark will be with you in a minute. But I want to just say that the last few years since 2012 have supposed to have been tumultuous for everybody because we have this new energy called the double helix. And if you get my book, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, you will have a better, more clear understanding of what's going on. What's going on in you subconsciously is that you are now releasing and letting go of everything that was negative, everything that you no longer needed with it. And some of it you may not have agreed with, but Spirit knows what it's doing. It's never wrong. And I'm sure that Mark is going to be able to give you some very positive information. Because Leos are... Go ahead, Mark.
So, well, the one thing I would say is, Janet, you need to kind of look at this as a process rather than... a lot of people come to an astrologer and say, Mark, just tell me when this is going to be over. And what happens is, even though you're a, obviously a Leo, what we call your soul destiny or the North Node, it would look like a headphone type of symbol in astrology chart, is in Capricorn. And so the planet Pluto that we said was changing directions tomorrow is actually been sitting on your soul destiny really all year this year. And, you know, Pluto's the burn my bridges, I call it Dorothy and Toto can't go back to Kansas anymore kind of a thing. And to give this a perspective, this is something that would only happen once every 248 years. So it's like a big deal. It's saying I need to let go of the smaller part of myself and step up into something larger. And along with that, you were born with the planet Mercury, which rules communications, in the sign Cancer, which is, you know, emotions, nurturing, being careful of becoming everybody's mother. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And and next year, let's just say this has been building up, but next year this Pluto is making a challenge to how you think and how you communicate. So if you haven't learned to communicate healthy boundaries, you're going to learn it next year. So hopefully you've been figuring that out. But learning to communicate with power is, you know, a big thing that's coming up for the next year.
Oh, yeah, that's actually what's been coming up for me, yes.
Yeah, you should come to my intensive, and you'll find out how to do that, Janet. And I teach loving responses and setting boundaries.
Beautiful.
It's a good thing. It's just not a comfortable thing.
Right.
You know, and
now,
the
can
beauty...
I ask a question?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I don't know the time. I don't know the time of my birth.
Yeah, we weren't doing time tonight, Janet. We're just doing basics. But you
can
follow up with Mark. AstroMark.
AstroMark.us, is that what you're searching for?
Yeah, that's your
website. In fact, you know, I do a quarterly newsletter at the Equinox and Solstice, so the Fall Equinox newsletter just came out, and you can either get it at AstroMark.us or you can go to AstroMark.us/newsletter-PDF, but... Anyways, I don't overcomplicate it, but the key is you're getting lessons into stepping up into what you came to planet Earth to do, and it has to do with you improving your communication skills in the next year.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Good. Good luck to you. Thank you for calling, Janet.
And thank you for both your time. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Anne from Oklahoma. She's our February baby, the little Pisces here.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Zero degrees, actually. 0 degrees Pisces.
Oh, there you go. I guess so. You're the 20th. And what is your question for Mark tonight?
Well, for my transits coming up here for the next year, I was thinking of moving out of state next year, and then I noticed that I have Saturn conjoining Mars, and it's saying don't try anything elaborate. That's starting next, almost all of next year.
Yeah, but that's not really true.
So first off, Anne, you know, you've heard the term Saturn return.
Saturn return, right?
Yep, you've just finished it. So the good news is, oh, thank God, that's behind me. And then the other thing that's been going on since March and still has about another, well, through October, is your North Node, which is your soul destiny, is in Sagittarius. And Saturn has been sitting on your North Node since last March through the end of October. So it's interesting tonight that the first two callers both have their soul destiny being activated.
And course, that's great, because then you could move. It's just telling you it's going to be hard work, right, Mark?
Well, it's more than just moving. It's about being in a place where you can step up and speak your higher truth without worrying about whether people love you or not. In other words, getting over approval issues, and I must speak higher truth. Sagittarius is a coach, a mentor, a sales manager, a publisher, a traveler. So, yeah.
Where were you planning on relocating, Anne? I just want to let you know that Mark Dotish is fabulous at helping you with your relocation chart and telling you what the energies will be where you're planning to move to. And you can certainly do that offline. I don't know if you knew that about him.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I'll check his website out for sure.
Yeah. It's called Earthlines, or people know it as Astrocartography is the name of it. But I did want to mention that. Go ahead.
Go on. Well, I was going to say L.A., I was going to move to L.A., which has, I have a Mars line going through there, and my Mars is in Sagittarius.
Right, and since you mentioned that, your Mars is at about 24 degrees Sag, which I know doesn't mean much to most people, but what that means is Saturn is actually going to get up onto your Mars at the end of January, beginning of February, and it's going to hang around through summer of 2017.
That's hard work, and that could spur her on to a new beginning, could it not, Mark?
It absolutely could, but you have to remember that it's a process, and sometimes it might feel like hurry up and wait, because Mars wants it yesterday, and Saturn says be patient, be practical, sacrifice in the short term for the long-term good.
Anyway, getting out of Oklahoma is probably a good idea, because I know you've had tornado and flooding there, and there's going to be a lot more of it. So I wish you well, and keep in touch with Mark to follow up.
Thank you, Elizabeth. I love you. I love all Pisces people especially.
Oh, thank you. Now we have Barbara from New Jersey, and she's Scorpio 11653. Hello, Barbara. And Mark, I just want to give you some information. We have another caller behind Barbara Carlton. The birth date is 11-1-51, so you can get that ready. Barbara, what's your question for us tonight?
Okay, I'd like to know, so my lawyer's small.
I can't hear you clearly.
Okay, will my lawyer get involved in order for my Social Security subsidy issue to be ruled in my favor, or will it be decided in my favor without her help?
I'm going to repeat it back to you, because you are jumping in and out. You're on a cell phone. You really have to call from a landline. You're asking me about a lawyer and a custody suit will be ruled in your favor. Is that your question?
Okay. I wanted to know if my lawyer will have to get involved in order for my Social Security subsidy issue to be ruled in my favor.
Oh, Social Security. Okay. What do you see with that, Mark? Hold on, Barbara. And that would be a Jupiter issue, Social Security subsidy. I would think, intuitively, I would think, yes, a lawyer would have to get involved. What do you think, Mark?
Well, so number one, for a question like that, you really do need to know time of birth, because there's a part of the chart that rules results of lawsuits. And but what I can say as a general information is the Pluto that we were talking about with Janet earlier is sitting on your Chiron, which is, we call it an alternative healer, or in Greek mythology he was a centaur, you know, half horse, half human. And my experience is quite often when Chiron's being activated, you get like a half-step solution. You don't get everything you want, is a pretty common thing that happens. But
I think she's going to have some delays. I'm just doing it psychically for Barbara. I think you're going to have some delays, but I am getting very strongly twice now. Have her contact the lawyer to take care of it. It'll go faster for you.
And along with that, Jupiter, which actually rules trial law, will be sitting on Venus in her chart when we get to the end of summer, beginning of fall of 2017, and that's a much more favorable time.
So it may take that long, Mark. It may take until next summer, Barbara, for you to get this resolved. I know it does take time. So we're talking about 8 months. It might be an 8-month process for you to get this resolved.
But I will need my lawyer in order to get that done, though.
That's what I'm getting very strongly. Anyway, keep in touch with Mark and myself, and you can follow up with Mark offline.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Elizabeth and Mark.
Bye-bye.
Now, is this Mike Carlton?
Hey, this is your Carlton.
Hi, Carlton.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm so glad you're calling, Mark. What's your question for Mark tonight?
Well, my birthday was January 11th. I think you said 11 and 1,
okay.
But it's January 11th.
1151.
But yeah, I was wondering how would I fare out next year, say then this year, next year, financially. I was working part time at ITT Tech, and you probably heard they closed it down. And I'm also doing part-time at Benedict College, and we're getting a new president. So I'm sort of wondering what's going to go on and how will I fare financially with all this.
And Carlton is a teacher in college, Mark.
And just to get it corrected, did we change that to January 11th, 1951?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. Well, the one thing that's coming up for you towards the end of this year is this planet Jupiter, which rules higher education, is going to be sitting on Neptune in your chart. And there's always in astrology a high and a low interpretation. The low interpretation of Neptune can be deception and illusion. In other words, you don't always see everything that's going on. And the higher version would be spirituality and higher vision. So number one, depending on, you know, shall we call it the integrity and the way that the organization runs, if they're working on a higher level, that would actually be pretty favorable for you. But you need to see things for the way they are, because sometimes Neptune gets caught up in the fantasy thinking and doesn't see the reality of it. So that would be one thing that would be important to pay attention to. And then the other thing is, just like Barbara before, Chiron, actually in a little different way than her, but Chiron, that we called this caught between worlds, I'm half horse, half human, has been sitting on your north node of soul destiny in Pisces this year. And by the time we get through December, that'll be moving off of you. But so for right now, I usually use words like half-step strategies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rather than I get everything I hope I'm going to get.
I just sent you his chart. Yeah. Maybe you can get it. Pisces is on his midheaven.
Well, in which case, here's this half horse, half human wounded healer moving into his career house, depending on the actual degree it is. But
well, that's interesting. So that means that he'll get half of what he wants, right?
Or that it can happen in stages rather than...
Carlton, we've been working at least a year, if not longer, and this has been the slowest classes I have ever seen, Mark, for him to get this result. It's been so slow.
Yes, I'm working as an adjunct now, and I'm also working on my PhD. So I hope that'll help as far as, you know, getting full-time work.
Well, I know in December we have these things called the transiting nodes, meaning the soul destiny moves move around the circle every 18 and a half years. And they're going to sit on your Jupiter, which is, you know, God of blessings, expansion, optimism, in December. So if there were a favorable time for something like that to go on, the end of this year actually is when that'll be activated.
So, Carlton, they could hire you when they take their winter break. Maybe in the spring you could go in full-time.
Right.
And I keep saying that they are going to need you for more classes. There's more classes coming along that you're very good at teaching.
Okay.
So thank you for calling, and good luck to you.
All right. Okay, and thank you.
Mark, we can take one more and then go to break. We have Karen from Massachusetts. Her birthday is July 13th, 1963.
July 13th, 1963.
Right. Can we bring Karen in, please?
Hello?
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Great. How are you?
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Where are you from in Massachusetts?
I'm from the Western Mass area near University of Massachusetts.
Oh, up towards the Vermont and the Berkshires?
Yes, that area.
Great. What is your question tonight?
Okay. I guess
one
my
focus
question would be one thing to focus on.
One focus question.
Okay. I guess I would be wondering about a move, what you see as far as moving in residence.
Moving residence?
Yes.
Okay. What you got, Mark?
Well, I would, obviously, without time of birth to look at, you know, the third and ninth houses or fourth houses that are moving, what I can say is the next year the planet Pluto, which we called transformation and regeneration. So we've got all these people calling in with Pluto stuff just as Pluto's slowing down. Interesting enough, but it's... going to be making a 90-degree angle, which we call a square, which is either a challenge or a motivator. In other words, it's not the most smooth kind of a thing. To your Jupiter, which is a travel planet, and then also it kind of depends what time you were born. I use noon just to give me a general reference. And as a rule, it would be... you know, it's doable, but it's not like just smooth and easy. So on one level, you might say it might be a little easier if you waited till like 2018. But doesn't mean you can't move in the next year. It just means that there's, shall we call it competing forces pulling you in different directions.
Yeah, and I'm feeling there's a little lack of financial ability to do that. Are you working, Karen?
No, I'm not.
And did you have a place in mind to move to?
Nothing in particular at the moment.
Okay, so you're just starting to think about it. And you know, Mark, I have found that since everything takes so long with astrology, that you could think about moving a year ahead of time before you actually do it. Don't you think that's true?
Yeah, and with her chart, it's doable. It's just not as easy as if she waited till like 2018 to do it.
Okay. Good.
So
that's very, very important information. And Mark, will you want to give your website again so everybody can follow up with you offline?
Sure. Yeah, the website is astromark.us, astromark.us, and they can sign up for my new and full moon email newsletter where I do just a quick what's up for the next 2 weeks. And on that website, they can also download the fall quarter Equinox newsletter, which, you know, is a little more extensive information than the Quickie newsletter.
And do you have a phone number to call to order a reading?
Sure. I'm out in the Pacific time zone, Portland, Oregon, 503-252-1558. Or all of that is listed at astromark.us.
Great. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're now going to go into our break, but we are taking more calls after the break, and we'll be following up with Mark as well. So please give us a holler, and we'll be back in a few. This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. And now it's time for this week's Cosmic Tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of September 26th through October 2nd, 2016. It is fall, but the cosmic weather is unseasonably warm and sunny. Unfortunately, it's not going to last long, so be ready to take full advantage of all the good things coming your way. The Sun and Jupiter align on Monday, September 26th. This amazing combination of power and luck happens only once a year, sounding a loud, all-clear gong for the growth and expansion in all areas of your life. Since this is one of the most optimistic combinations in astrology, go out and do something very nice for yourself at the beginning of the week. Buy a lottery ticket, just one, just in case this lucky combination has your name on it. The week supports art, luxury, and relationships, and begins with the Moon in Leo to open others' hearts. It might be difficult to notice, but Burn Your Bridges Pluto ends his retrograde period on Monday morning. It's been retrograde since April. Apparently, Pluto is in agreement with this enthusiastic and life-giving energy because it's turning direct in harmony with this lucky alignment. Pay attention to any hidden emotions or obsessive thoughts now that Pluto can help you deal with them. Since the Pluto dragon is now awake and moving out of its cave, it will be much easier to confront its demands. Remember, Pluto gives you the result of your past actions. It's extremely karmic. Another sign of good fortune arrives on Tuesday when Mars leaves Sagittarius and enters Capricorn until November 8th. Mars has spent an extra long 9 months in both Scorpio and Sagittarius since last January. Finally, the ambitious warrior is moving into new ground. Since the aggressive Mars vibration resonates in harmony with the energies of the ambitious Capricorn goat, this means there are rewards in store all over the place for the next 6 weeks for those who don't mind putting their nose to the grindstone. Mars helps you get moving on all your ambitions, and Capricorn helps you build them in a lasting way. Direct your energies into creating a solid foundation for whatever you want to create next. This is a practical, hard-working combination that, with focused hard work, will bring you future rewards. We close out September with the second new moon of the month on the 30th. The cardinal sign of Libra, Aries, and Capricorn are strong in this energy now, so don't hesitate to kick yourself into high gear. This Libra new moon is the third great light of the week, and it echoes and amplifies last week's fall equinox message that it's time for peaceful new beginnings and to bring yourself balance and harmony in your life and in your relationships. The elements of air and earth are also strong, so you can certainly bring your great ideas into form. Because Do It Big Jupiter is a part of this new moon energy, be courageous and ask more of yourself than you normally would. This isn't a new moon to be hesitant. So tell the world what you want and be willing to take a risk on yourself to bring it forth. There is a minor caught between a rock and a hard place connection between your practical side and your rebellious side, or perhaps between your available cash and energy sides. Don't let that stop you from working on your dreams, but do find a middle ground between a complete revolution and your average same old, same old. No one likes to have their daily routine interrupted too quickly. Between the Sun and Jupiter connection, Pluto turning direct, Mars exalted in Capricorn, and the Libra new moon, this is unmistakably a week to get out and get moving. Good luck to you with your achievements. And now let's get back to Mark Dodich, astrologer, and Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I wanted to give you an awareness about my fall calendar because we have some wonderful opportunities for education and learning coming up. First of all, on Thursday night, September 29th, I begin my intuitive awareness classes, opening to your intuition and psychic sensitivity. These classes are 10 in length, and they happen on Thursday nights, and they happen in my home in the Doylestown, Pennsylvania area. So if you're listening and you'd like to have information, the number is 215-996-0646. On October 1st and 2nd, 2016, I am giving a fall spiritual intensive. These are intensives that I've been giving 4 times a year for the past 30 years. They are designed to help you open your heart and to open up your fifth dimension energies, to open up your third eye and crown chakra to experience ascension while manifesting your soul's purpose. The time to begin is now. These workshops are based on seeding and nurturing the garden of your soul and the new spiritual chakras and how to work with them. The abundance charge for each day is $100, and both days is $180. For further information, you can go to the website new-visions.com and go under calendar of events. Everything is listed there for you. The third thing I'm doing is my first real spiritual chakras workshop. This is an introduction class as well as an experiential class. The weekend is October 8th and 9th, 2016, in Newtown, Pennsylvania. I am working at Solutions with Honey, and we are going to have a class. The Saturday class, October 8th, introduces you to the new spiritual chakras one by one. And the Sunday class, October 9th, is the meditation class. Through deep meditation, you will begin the journey and open your first spiritual chakra, the eighth chakra. This is very exciting, very thrilling, and very, very new. So we will all be working on them together. And it promises to be a heartwarming, growing, and wonderful spiritual experience. I will also be giving readings and lecturing at the Psychic Fair on the weekend of October 22nd and 23rd at the Firehouse in New Hope, Pennsylvania. And for further information, you can check my website. The next date that I have booked is Saturday and Sunday, November 5th and 6th. This is my twice-a-year fall psychic fair, and it's always done for charity. This is where we have the community come together. We have psychics from the New Jersey and Pennsylvania area. We have wonderful vendors, and we also have body workers, people that are working on your energy to help you feel terrific. You can create your own spa day with body work, having a reading, and hearing a lecture at your own convenience. Bring a friend. It's fun. We will have lectures every hour, and this particular fair benefits the Bucks County Veterans Services on the 5th and the Breathing Room Foundation on the 6th. The Breathing Room Foundation is an organization helping to support families that have children with cancer. It's a wonderful, wonderful charity. So that's it for now. I hope that you will think about having these workshops. Again, you can go to the website new-visions.com, or you can give me a call on the 24-hour answering service. And that is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, my guest will be Veronica Fasan, who hosts The Week Starts Here on KPFA Radio out in California. Veronica hosts a motivational community building talk show, and I'm very thrilled to have her on Let's Find Out because we're going to be talking about social evolution. Just before a very important presidential election, we will be talking about the evolution of our social structure as well as the evolution of mankind. Let's Find Out is dedicated to making the world a better place. We're also dedicated with raising their vibration, learning more about the universe and learning more about how we can love, embrace, and live in harmony with each other. This is going to be an interesting show, one that you'll want to listen to. So don't forget to tune in on Sunday, October 2nd at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific when I host Veronica Fassant on Let's Find Out.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Count every star in the midnight sky. Count every rose, every firefly. For that's how many times I miss you. Heaven knows I miss you. Count every leaf on a willow tree. Count every wave on a stormy sea. Count every star, and darling, when you do, you'll know the times I have cried for you.
And that was Al Hibbler. Count Every Star. I bet some of you haven't heard that for a long time, but that used to be one of my favorite songs back in the 50s when I was a teenager. Count Every Star in the Midnight Sky, and that's what I'm doing with Mark Dodich. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and Mark is a wonderful astrologer. He's known all over the world, and we are now going to discuss Monday night and the election. So go, Mark. What do you think here?
Well, number one, I think the fact that Pluto is changing directions, which, you know, may not be noticeable to everybody because it's such a far out there planet, but, you know, it's going to bring up all the hidden stuff, like all the dirt, because
yes,
that's what Pluto does. It's, I call it, it cleans the bottom of the drain at the bottom of the swamp. And then the other thing that's going on is the planet Mars, which rules male energy, is at the very end of the sign Sagittarius. And you'll remember from earlier, we talked that Mars was retrograde in Sagittarius and Scorpio earlier this year. So in a sense, this is kind of a completion of things that have been going on in the spring and early summer, if you want to get into the big picture of things. And, you know, Sagittarius is the preacher, the minister, the bigger than life kind of a thing, and
or
we know
the old redheaded blowhard, right?
Well, there, I didn't want to say it that way, but yes.
But it's the year of the monkey. I was referring to the red monkey, of
oh,
course.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, and see, we know Donald Trump was born at the full moon with the sun in Gemini and the moon in Sagittarius.
Right.
So we know that on some level, you know, people with Sagittarius, not to pick on Sagittariuses, but sometimes they blow things out of proportion.
That's called exaggerate.
Yeah, yeah. And it'll be interesting to watch the follow-up, because the next day Mars moves into Capricorn through early November, and that should settle things down a little bit, I would think. And, of course,
that's
for individuals, you know, Mars in Capricorn is a great time to go out and create something, to build something that's going to have long-lasting value.
Well, I think that's like taking that little metal thing we have at the dentist and scraping out the rest of the stuff in the tooth. I do think that there's going to be It's called fact checking, and the fact checking is going to be phenomenal. I think Hillary is going to try to stick to the issues, and he's going to try to throw as much dirt as he can so that he can be stronger and taller and better. And that just doesn't work. It really doesn't. That's not the way that we do things. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Well, and it would be interesting with this Mars and Sag, because Sagittarius rules the higher philosophy of the world, and so it would be, at one level could be as what you called the blowhard level, but another level could be as bringing out higher altruistic philosophies. And whether that's about, you know, Sagittarius rules foreign places, so obviously issues like the wall between us and Mexico or the refugee of Syria issues are very likely to come up, and it'll be interesting to see whether they take the high road or the other road.
Now, the other thing you haven't mentioned is that Hillary's got a lot of Scorpio, so fill us in about that part of it.
Well, yes, you know, she's loaded. Her Sun, which is her life force, Chiron, that we called that wounded healer, Venus, which is, you know, relationships, Mercury, which is communications, which is, you know, why she's not the greatest public speaker, and her past life South Node are all in Scorpio. So that's quite a lot. But, you know, at Election Day, the Sun's going to be in Scorpio, shining right on her Venus, which,
right.
You know, in astrology is a very fortunate combination.
Yes,
you know, and then, of course, on Election Day, the Moon's going to move into Pisces, and her Moon was in Pisces. So when you look at that, you go, gee, there's a lot of things helping her on Election Day.
Well, part of the reason, and I'm being a Pisces myself, so I think part of the reason about her speaking capabilities is that she's so intuitive. And I know people are yelling and screaming at me and calling her a liar and a thief. Those things aren't important. We're just talking about she's intuitive, so she intuits it before she says it. And that can make you seem a little slower in reaction time. And, of course, you get judged on all this stuff, which you really shouldn't.
Plus, it's a very private, you know, Scorpio is a very private sign, and their communication skills tend to be a little more deliberate rather than off the cuff.
Right,
and
right.
That isn't really what works in the media.
Well, it isn't really what works when you're working with a group of people either. You really can't be off the cuff, because how many times are you off the cuff and then you regret it later, Mark?
Well, and that's it. The skills that are required to get elected are different than the skills that are needed to actually run a business or run an office.
Right, right. Well, you do have to talk it through. You have to think it through and talk it through before decisions are made. And sometimes people that are more aggressive or assertive, whatever word you want to use, start action and then talk it through after the action. And that can be problematic.
Well, and Hillary certainly has more of what we'd call the follow-through type of signs, where Trump has more of the you-can't-hit-a-moving-target kind of signs.
But he's been very good to this country in the way that he has made people dig, he has made people fact-check, and he has exposed a lot of corruption thus far. People don't like the way that he's done it. People do not want to change the status quo, but Donald Trump has been used for a wonderful advantage. He really has, and it's about time that we started looking at everything.
And he's certainly tapped into the emotions of the public. You know, whether you agree with him or not, you got to say that he's brought some sensitive issues to the surface that many people have been afraid to talk about.
Uh-huh. That's true. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you see for the rest of the year and coming into January?
Well, number one, during the break, you know, we were talking about October coming up. And one thing that's going on in October is, as I said, Mars is going to move into Capricorn on Tuesday, September 27th until early November, which we called a great builder kind of a sign, or a sacrifice in the short term for the long-term good. In other words, creating our ambitions in a very practical way. Well, the good thing about that is we can all just do exactly that if we're willing to put some effort into our goals and dreams in the next 6 weeks. But the challenge is because we have Pluto, the great transformer in Capricorn, we have the planet Uranus, which is the revolutionary rebel in Aries, that means this Mars is going to make a challenge to both of those planets. And just to give you a frame of reference, you know, between summer of 2012 and 2014, Pluto and Uranus were grinding on each other, which was, you know, Congress fighting with each other and many of the bad things we've seen in the world going on. And so here comes one more activation point, particularly in the middle 2 weeks of October. And the nice way to say that is, oh, we can take action to revolutionize our life, to transform the structure. But given the news of the past couple of weeks and some of the violence that we've seen, you know, you could also interpret it that, you know, we could see some more violence in the middle of October, or earthquakes, for that matter.
Right. We certainly have not had a very active hurricane season. It's been rather quiet, so that could happen. And I would not like to see more violence, Mark.
Nobody does.
Feel some things over in Europe, though. I have felt that there would be another strike over somewhere in Europe in a public place. Basically a theater. And, of course, we all hope that doesn't happen. But we could just get a fierce hurricane. Yeah.
Well, that or, you know, obviously weather events, things like that. But as I see it, as we get closer to November, I think things are starting to settle down a little bit, not be quite as intense astrologically.
You mean we get quiet time?
Well, you know, I've been joking in my lectures that we have to redefine what quiet and mellow is compared to what it was maybe 10 years ago. Let's call it there's a new floor in terms of intensity. So what we used to call intensity now is now calm.
That's the new norm. People nowadays, though, don't really know what quiet time is. They're always texting or they're always doing something on the computer, and they think that's quiet time. They're not really getting quiet and letting their mind wander, like going out into the woods or whatever we need to do to create a tranquility. Some people like to go by the ocean, or they like to go by the lakes and just sit and meditate. And that does not make you lazy. It does not make you a bad person. So that's good.
I will tell you, after spending most of this month out in the Serengeti in northern Tanzania, where there's I had no email, no computers, my phone doesn't work over there. The things that you think are important here have no bearing when you're out there. And now when I've come back, you know, I've heard some of the clients will give you the poor me routines. You know, life's so hard and all that. And I will tell you, after seeing the poverty and much of the things that we saw over there, yes, I think, man, these people don't know anything. And
that's
not to belittle their pain or their struggles, but sometimes if you step out of your life.
They do not know what a third world nation is like to live in. They cannot imagine not having a computer or having their living room over the barn where the camels live. That's what happened.
And I think you hit on it just a few moments ago, when if they can step out of their current reality, go off into the woods or go to the ocean, even if it's just for a couple of days, it kind of realigns you to show you what's important and what are the things you're making a mountain out of a molehill with.
Right. And some of it is just spoil.
Yeah, and again, I don't mean to belittle the pain that people feel and what their struggles are, but I think as human beings, we tend to make it bigger when we get in that, I call it the mouse on the wheel inside your head loop, you know, or monkey mind, some people call it.
The hamster cage with the wheel.
And you just have to sometimes step out of your world for a day or a two or a week or 2 weeks in my case. To see that, oh, the things I thought were so important aren't really that important at all.
Really, our trials and triumphs are all within our mind, and we absolutely have to begin to collect the world as our neighbor, as our friend. We really, really do. We have to welcome each and every one of us. We have to give words of praise and accomplishment and encourage people to reach their highest potential. Then we'll have more peace on earth. That's what we need to do.
And, you know, I'm fond of quoting Einstein when he said that you can't solve the problems of today with the same level of consciousness that created those problems.
You have to find a higher consciousness. That's what I'm all about. That's what Let's Find Out is dedicated to. Let's Find Out is dedicated to helping people reach a higher consciousness of love, peace, harmony, and balance.
And that's the thing that's going to help solve the problems that, you know, we experience both as individuals and as a society, not just pushing the pile around.
Well, you know, when you can stay in turmoil and work it out inside yourself as well as with those around you, that's how the soul grows. Everybody exits stage left. You know my history. I have stayed in relationships that have not been that healthy, but I have been able to work through it, talk it through, and talk to myself. Part of it is that we're so quick to judge, we're so quick to condemn. Instead of saying, how did I bring this to myself and what am I learning from it? And what is my part in it? When you learn what your part is in anything negative, that's when you can heal it. Isn't that true, Mark?
It is. And I think that's one of the most massive things that people have to figure out is, you know, an example of relationships. When is it time to stay and work out and find what your part in that relationship is? And when is it a time to cut your losses and move on? And that's a tough decision place as to, you know, where do I hang on and work out my issues and where do I just need to walk away?
Yeah, there was a play called Promises, Promises. And knowing when to leave can be the smartest thing that anyone can learn. I just loved that part of the play. I really do.
Yeah, it's true. It's so true. It's, you know,
well,
how do you know?
Let's do your website again. You're coming back on December 18th. He's coming back for the winter solstice and just in time for the 2017 predictions.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so the website is astromark.us, A-S-T-R-O-M-A-R-K.us, and they can register for the email newsletter twice a month, or they can also pick up the quarterly newsletter that just came out a couple days ago, the Fall Equinox. Or my phone in the Pacific time zone is 503-252-1558.
Okay, Mark, thanks so much for coming on, and we'll look forward to seeing you again in November.
Thank you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, we're going to have a wonderful guest, Veronica Fassant, and we are going to be talking about the evolution of mankind, which is going to include an awful lot of the goings-on around town and around this country, as well as the world, because we're trying to reach a place of love and acceptance with everyone. So tonight's meditation is the Meditation for Life's Mission. It's given to us by Louisa Riche, the famous worldwide healer. Tonight is Meditation for Life's Mission. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We'll see you next week. Good night.
Sit comfortably in a chair, uncross your arms and legs, and remove any distraction. Allow yourself to be supported and relax. Allow the breath to begin to move you. Breathe in, close your eyes, and with your out breath, let tension drain from the top of your head. Let it drain from your face and jaw. Relax your neck and shoulders. Your arms are getting heavy and loose. Relax your chest and your belly. Relax your hips and sink more deeply into your seat. Relax your legs and let tension drain down through your calves, through the bottom of your feet into the floor. Let the energy and the tension go down through your body into the floor. As you sink deeper into this state of relaxation, imagine yourself in a meadow. And ahead of you is a movie screen. Walk towards it and settle down comfortably in front of it so you can see well. There's an image coming. It's an image of you. You at a time when you were a very young child, when you were totally and fully expressive, free to be completely who you are, 100%. At that moment, you knew exactly who you were and what you wanted. You are totally in your essence. This is the most essential form of you. Watch yourself being you at your most powerful. Who are you at this moment? What are you doing? What do you long for? What do you have to say? A door somewhere near your most essential self will open, and through will come your supporters. These are people and beings that most support your purpose and will help you on your path to expressing it. Take a look as the door opens and they come in to join you. You will see some people from your life, known or unknown. You might even see spirit beings who might be in your life in some form, seen or unseen, to assist you. Let them gather around you now. Take a good look at the supporters who have gathered around you. Let them tell you how they are meant to support you, to give your dreams an expression. You can go ahead and ask these supporters what they know about your purpose in life. Ask them now if there is anything else they need to tell you at this particular time. Observe yourself fulfilling your purpose, surrounded by your supporters. Know you can always come back here to this sense of accomplishment, where you know who you are and what you are here to fulfill. You're meant to share your gifts in the world, and it's time to do so. You're ready to connect with the pieces and people that are meant to guide you. The world is waiting for you.